Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it the body punching? I was hitting with body punching. I heard him. Actually, he was flying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were fucking tough and you were taking those punches.
Deep Nasty Productions.
Listen, woman justice.
Let's go, champ. This is the champ. Keep saying the champ. If it is with the same champ. If it's with Sally,
it's the champs of the podcast world, ladies and gentlemen. Boxing Voice, we are back. Good morning, boxing world. We have a great, great show scheduled for you guys today. Woke up to some news. Bob Arum is considering. He's highly intrigued. Not only is he, but so is Vasyl Lomachenko. Highly intrigued with the possibility of facing one Urokis Gamboa. And I know that there's some people out there already saying, hey, I don't like this fight. Gamboa's been out of the ring for like a year. But this is probably the closest fight to Gamboa's natural weight in a very, very long time. So once again, good morning, boxing world. I hope you got your coffees. This is TBV in the morning. You know the number, 1-425-569. 5241. Check the Skype icon right there, baby. You can call in internationally by hitting up Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Remember, you must add us in order to call us on Skype. Without any further ado, let's head on over to the Sunshine State.
Boxing them thing was going on, brother. I know you want to sit in on this. We're going to head on over to the
Sunshine State. Boxing MD. What's going on?
Is that a fair statement to me? You have to be honest with yourself.
Well, the last time that we mentioned the name Urokis Gamboa, it was one of the WTF shows because he was mentioned against the guy who had the quote-unquote linear middleweight belt in versus Miguel Cotto. But this fight is much better considering the weight. Considering the only person that Gamboa has ever lost to is a one of the best fighters in the world and probably a future Hall of Famer in Terrence Crawford. So also considering the championship level fight, voluntary, like the one-on-one. And if this is Lomachenko's one, voluntary or whatever we consider it, after beating Nicholas Walters, I mean, dude's setting the bar very high as far as career trajectory. So.
Well, let's not go blowing smoke up his ass that quick. I mean, Gamboa has been out of the ring since the last time we actually seen Gamboa fighting was when he defeated Highland Williams Jr., who was not even on his level, and it wasn't a spectacular performance. It was a unanimous decision in a 10-rounder over a year ago in, Verona, New York. Now, Gamboa is a former three-division champion, and he was supposed to actually make a comeback last Saturday when everybody was trying to get their last fight in before the end of the year in St. Denis, France. But obviously, for those that don't know, his opponent had to cancel once Klassen was arrested at his hotel and charged with possession of performance enhancement drugs. So, the dude really wanted to beat Gamboa. He had so much steroids in the hotel room, they popped him. So poor Gamboa, he's always had
it. He even got a nurse, too. They didn't even trust it to do it themselves. They actually had a nurse there, too, guiding the steroids in his ass. So, you know.
There you go. Now, the sad thing for Gamboa is, like we talked about yesterday a little bit, about Deontay Wilder and his upbringing in terms of boxing and how he started. And for Gamboa, he has his own origin story that's a bit sad as well. I mean, from Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, defects, amateur standout without a doubt, like Boxing MD already said, you know, he's only holds one loss, and that's to Terrence Crawford, and that's outside of his natural weight. Again, why this fight with Lomachenko intrigues me. Now, is Gamboa a natural 130-pounder? Can he make that weight? He was good when he was at 126, but he's been out of the ring so long, and then when he came back, he fought Terrence at 135, and now, again, out of the ring so long. Do you think he can actually make 130 and be competitive, MD?
Yeah, I mean, didn't Gamboa start his career at 122 pounds, actually? Or 120?
Yeah, sure, but I mean, his best was when he fought Salido at
126. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say if he's able to make the weight. I guess their fight's rumored at 130. Eventually, I think Lomachenko will be at 135. And let's keep this in mind, right? A lot of people who are going to be hating on this fight, which I think is ridiculous because there's talks about Miguel Cotto fighting him. The big name, I think, for Lomachenko soon is going to be someone who we have on the show later today, and that's Mikey Garcia. So if this is his fight before Mikey Garcia, who has a fight scheduled, I think it's an excellent fight. I mean, if you're negative about this fight, like, you are a fucking hater. You are a real hater of Vasyl Lomachenko. I really don't – there's no other way to explain it. I mean, people are making – and listen, the rehab – look who Deontay Wilder's fighting. And Gamboa, come on, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, outside of the fact that Gamboa has been inactive for a long time, you know, that could be really the only gripe that any detractor would have to say. I want to ask you guys to hit that thumbs up button, not only because we're going to have Mikey Garcia at our 7 o'clock show, but on our 12 o'clock show, noon today Eastern time, we're going to have Jarrett Miller, who is in the runnings for Joseph Parker to become the first defense by Joseph Parker. So why not talk to good old Jarrett? So hit the thumbs up button for that as well. Now, on our 7 o'clock show, outside of Mikey, we're also going to have the trainer Daniel Jacobs, Andre Rozier, to give us a little insight on game plan and stylistic matchups between Gennady Golovkin and Daniel Jacobs. But on the flip side, we're going to have the trainer of Gennady Golovkin, Abel Sanchez, will also be here in the building. So it'll be a bit of a trainer's debate. That'll be 7 p.m. Eastern time later on tonight. So remember to stick around here. Subscribe here to the YouTube channel so you get those notifications anytime we go live. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Gamboa, again, he's had a bit of inconsistencies throughout his career. First, the big fight that he was going to have was with Brandon Rios. He pulled out of that. He wanted to get out of his top rank contract. And then he signed to SMS thinking he was signing the TMT, but at the time Floyd was in jail. See, boxing fans have fickle memory. They don't remember all that stuff that poor Gamboa went through. He really got shelved once he started trying to fight with 50 Cent, which he still is signed to 50 Cent. So I don't know what happens with Gamboa, but if he can get this fight, this is the biggest thing that he's gotten since Terrence Crawford, and he should be grateful. Yeah, honestly, and being out of the ring this long, and the like, his last opponent was Hyland Williams. That doesn't earn you a Lomachenko payday, but because he has skills, because we've seen the talent once upon a time, we're going to accept his 12 months off for those detractors who are going to say, well, this is not a good fight because he's been off for 12 months. Well, let's accept that because he isn't able to get a good fight for more than 12 months because he signed to the wrong promoter.
Yeah, and let's not forget that in the Crawford fight, he put hands on Crawford. It wasn't a whitewash.
He sure did.
And I know that Crawford ended up finishing him, but Crawford is an excellent fighter. A fighter who, against a, I guess, a non-elite fighter, is able to whitewash like he did against Molina. And obviously, I'm not comparing Gamboa to Molina, but, I mean, Gamboa is no bum. He's no bum, and let's not pretend he is. He was universally in the top 10 pound for pound when he beat guys. I mean, just listen to these wins in a row. He beat Orlando Salido. He beat Jorge Solis, fourth-round knockout. He knocked out Ponce de Leon, who many people thought beat Adrian Broner. Then he unanimously decisioned Michael Farinas. Then he unanimously decisioned Darley Perez before he lost to Terrence Crawford. So Gamboa is no bum. And I know he took some time off, but, like, this is not Miguel Cotto fighting Miguel James Kirkland. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is Yorkis Gamboa.
Agreed, man. Agreed. And when he was in the mentions for that Cotto fight, people contemplated that one. You know, they didn't really shit on it, and Lomachenko was closer to giving Gamboa a naturally good fight. Like, Gamboa could actually give him a good fight because it's a close weight division where Gamboa once upon a time was really at his best. Listen, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're not going to take too much time. I just want to remind you, Joseph Parker is supposed to be making his first defense versus Huey Fury or Jarrod Miller. So at 12 o'clock, we're going to discuss that. We're going to talk Huey Fury, Joseph Parker, and, you know, is that a good defense for Joseph Parker? And we're going to have Jarrod Miller on the show to get his thoughts on, you know, the fact that he may land that Parker shot. We're going to jump out to these phone lines. I want to thank everyone tuning in with us early this morning. Shout out to all of you guys. And remember, this wouldn't be possible without the support from all our Patreon subscribers. So remember, if you're not tuned in to Patreon, you need to subscribe to that so you can be up to date on the latest TBV and get all the perks and rewards as well.
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Yo, what it is?
Milk, man, what's going on? Good morning, my friend.
Look, man. Good morning to you, man. Good morning, MD. Listen, man, I'm not hating on this fight, but I don't like it for the simple reason he just fought a guy, talented guy, in Nicholas Walters, who was off for almost a year. Then he calls out the guy who had a draw with the guy who beat him. And now he chooses to fight another guy who's been out the ring for a year.
Wait a minute. He has the belt, Milkman.
Hey, listen. I'm just talking facts, man. And what I'm talking about is people have anointed him as one of the best pound-for-pound fighters, all right? Now, if we look at historically the best pound-for-pound fighters, whenever there's a question on their resume, whether it was a loss or a draw, 8 times out of 10, they usually rectify that shit pretty quickly. Floyd, when he fought Castillo, there were some questions about that first win. So he said,
Gamboa smashed out Salido, Milkman.
Styles make fights. Salido and Gamboa is a totally different fight for Lomachenko. And, all right? The list goes on and on, man. You can't just keep ignoring the fact that you got some unfinished business. That's not what great fighters do.
Well, Milkman, let me give you some facts. Let me give you some facts. Bob Arum still considers a rematch with Orlando Salido as the top option for Lomachenko's next fight. But, you know, because Salido considers himself a hot commodity now because he has the win over Lomachenko, maybe he starts outbidding himself. So Bob is saying the secondary option and a fight that even Lomachenko finds very intriguing is Gamboa. So they want to rectify that. They want some revenge, but if that can't happen, you know, sometimes you can't get these guys in the ring. You know how it is.
I know, but at least I want to hear Lomachenko say, "You know what? Give me that fight. I want to whip his ass. I want my get back." All right? Stop skirting around and calling motherfuckers out who had a draw with the guy who beat you. Throw that shit out there and let the promoters figure that shit out, but let the fans know that you want to rectify this shit. Let the casual fans know that you want some get back, all right? That's what it's all about. And then from there, it's on the promoters to make the shit happen. All right?
Hey, man, I hear you, brother. Listen, I want to thank you for calling in. Obviously, listen, make sure you tune in, Milkman. We got a lot happening today. We still have to squeeze in another one. Even though there's 3 scheduled today, I'm trying to squeeze in another. I'm trying to work MD till, you know, his mouth falls off since he likes to talk, right? We're going to go out to the Skype machine. We got a couple of international callers with us. Remember, you can be an international caller. You can call absolutely free instead of wasting your hard-earned shillings, right? Just add Nesta Gibbs on Skype right here on the overlay. You can see the Skype icon with the name and the correct spelling. We're going to go out to the first caller up is Scorsese, who seems highly upset that this fight is even being made. Scorsese, try not to be too upset so that we can hear you clearly.
Okay, this dude got a pattern going. You fight Rocky Martinez after he robbed. Fight Rocky Martinez after he robbed Salido. You fight Walters after a year of inactivity. When that fight could have been even made at 26, you start talking about he don't got no belt, though. He don't got no belt. I guess a year of fucking inactivity means he's the goddamn undisputed champion. So for y'all to excuse this and he continuously had his pattern, and for UMD to call people a hater, dude, don't hijack my car. Address me in a minute. But Cotto, you comparing Lomachenko prime as shit to out the door trying not to fight nobody, Cotto. That's how many passes you gonna give him. And then if you want to compare him to who Wilder fighting, Wilder's not being called the pound for pound number three or the fighter of the year for fighting dudes off a year layoff. He ain't doing that. This dude is having a pattern. This shit pathetic. If he picks Gamboa over Salido, who he should have never lost to in the first place if he's a real fucking fighter, a good fighter. But if he does that, it's just confirming to me this dude don't really want no parts of being great. He wants to look at the landscape and he wants to say, here, what did Bob Arum say? I like this, but I want Salido. We need that fight. How can Salido price himself out when he dog walks your ass? How the fuck can he price himself out? He's supposed to be the WBO champion anyways. He beat Rocky Martinez. He beat Vargas too. He's supposed to be the damn WBC ring and the lineal champion.
He had a draw with Vargas, liar.
Eat the shit out of Vargas. He whooped his fucking ass. Vargas looked like a goddamn beat up man after 12 rounds.
What did Salido's face look like too? It was a rock'em sock'em low skilled fight. You are the fucking hater. You are a hater.
Bullshit. You ruin it with that bullshit. You don't put no onus on this punk son bitch, 29 years old, talking about I'm fast track. He got a BMX bike with fucking training wheels on it. And it's bullshit. The promoters. Politics is bullshit. Comparing him to out-the-door ass Cotto. Nobody wants to see Gamboa. If you want to fight Gamboa, put him on the undercard, then fight him next time. Get him active. Make it credible. But they want to just pick and choose.
Ness, did you know if you pick Walters or not? I'm just wondering. Did you pick Nicholas Walters to beat Lomachenko?
Did. I think he did.
You fucking dumbass. I'm sorry, man. You are not. You are not.
No, I don't
know. How could you say this shit? This is the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard. Like, I have to sit and listen to y'all. I'm sorry, man. This is
let him get through his call, baby. Let him get through his call.
Trust me, I try not to be negative about boxing because you people told me I was negative. So I went on other shows that I guessed on, and I told them people. I said, I'm going to make my prediction acting like the layoff ain't there. I don't want to be negative. I want to be over. And I said, so I'm going to pick Walters. I think Walters is the better fight. But when I try not to be negative, boxing fucked me over. So now you're getting negativity. No, you're getting the truth. The dude a fucking cherry picker. Political one.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Now, here's the problem I have, right? And listen, I just don't like when people lie. When they're being dishonest. Because like everybody has their bias, but the level of dishonesty with someone like this last caller, you know, I just think is ridiculous. He didn't dog walk Lomachenko. Salido didn't beat the shit out of Vargas. It was a low-skilled, rock'em sock'em fight that was entertaining, but it was competitive. A lot of people thought Vargas won, so I don't really see where his logic is coming from. Now, Nicholas Walters was an excellent fight to choose. We just had a show, and we just set the bar for my bar, at least, that a guy could fight a great opponent than a voluntary, a great opponent than a voluntary, because that's what we could expect in boxing today. Walters was a great opponent. I don't care how you justify it. If his voluntary or his shitty opponent is Gamboa at 135 pounds and you have a problem with that, you are a hater. There is no way around it. I'm sorry.
But you can't, you know, discredit what he's saying. I mean, it would be two opponents coming off a year layoff. You can't just, you know, you can't just overlook that. This is what I'm saying with the world. It's so funny that, you know, we could easily overlook that he's coming off of a year layoff because it's a sexy a name, but we can't overlook that Wilder has an injury in his hand and in his bicep. It's insane.
Like, I'm consistent. No, you know I'm consistent.
Did okay.
I'm being consistent. I acknowledge that. Right.
No, I know that you did. You know that I always generalize. I'm speaking to the public. Hardly ever to you. I'm pretty sure when I talk to the host, I like to be direct. Let me see. Man, we've been doing this so often that I think I know everybody's number already by heart. I want to say this is – I'm going to go with – actually, I got to stay on the Skype. All right. So up first on Skype was Coach Mitty. Talk to me. Coach Mitty in the UK.
Yo, Ness, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother. Loud and clear.
Can hear me properly. Okay, good. I thought I had a bad connection. So, with regards to that fight, to be honest, I like it. I think it can bring something slightly different from what Walter did. He's a bit more tricky, he's a bit more explosive, he likes coming in, and I'd like to see how Lomachenko will handle that. And I also like the fact that it's a good name for Lomachenko, and to be honest, like, he should beat Gamboa based on the fact that he's been active, based on the fact that I believe he's a bit more versatile than Gamboa, but still, I think it's going to be an exciting fight. When Gamboa fought Crawford, it was interesting. Gamboa was obviously a bit like outgunned, but he did try to bring the fight to Crawford and hurt him. So it's going to be interesting because it's going to be like an offensive versus a defensive master. Who uses his footwork a lot. Gamboa also uses his footwork a lot. So I like the matchup. And I can't hate on the fight, although I would have liked Gamboa to be a bit more active. But as you pointed out, that's not necessarily his fault. Promotion issues and you know what I mean. But yeah, still a decent fighter. So, you know, I'm not sitting on that fight. I like it.
All right, Mitty. Well, thanks for calling in. You know what? He brought up something that kind of sparked something in me. He said the style matchup, you know, the way that Gamboa fights. You know, a confident Gamboa fights with his hands down. He showboats, you know, and he's powerful. It would be interesting to see if Lomachenko can make Gamboa keep his hands up in a more European style, right? Because when that barrage of punches comes, you have no choice but to put up the earmuffs. Gamboa's a guy that likes to, you know, do his defense side to side, hip movement, sometimes kind of block and roll shots. Listen, if you're watching this, please hit that thumbs up button. It makes no sense that this many people are watching, but the number of thumbs up are not equating. If you're enjoying the content, you're enjoying our listeners here and our callers, hit that thumbs up button to show that you enjoy that content. We're going to go back out to our international callers here, to Craig. Talk to us, brother. What time is it over there, Craig?
It's just hit 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. This is a perfect time for you guys then.
Perfect. It's perfect. I I agree with Chris actually on this. I think Gamboa is a good name. And I think people are forgetting that Gamboa is actually in his prime. You know, I think it's a great fight. And Lomachenko is actually still learning. So I think this is a great build-up fight for Lomachenko. And also Gamboa does everything that Lomachenko does, but Lomachenko just does it a bit faster. I personally believe. And, you know, obviously Gamboa has been out of fights, hasn't fought for a while. And he is getting old, but he's only 32. And, you know, the way Gamboa beat up Salido, it was a great fight. And I think this fight altogether is going to be a good fight. The style of both of them is great. So it's going to be a very interesting fight and not boring. So, yeah.
All right, Craig.
Yes, that is.
Quick question, MD. How many Olympic medals did Gamboa win? Because that's like the battle. Don't they both have two or three?
Gamboa has
like 350 or
Gamboa has at least one Olympic gold medal. I don't know if he has two, but Lomachenko has two. But let me just say one thing really quickly that. If you just like listen, this is the most people need to work on being consistent and honest with their opinions, because everybody has bias, but like I smell bullshit. if you pick Nicholas Walters and you then think that this is a bad fight, you are a hater. Because there's a lot of people who pick Nicholas Walters. Hindsight's 2020. It's not Lomachenko's fault that Nicholas Walters chose not to show up. Lomachenko showed up and one man didn't.
Yeah, but you have to put emphasis on the fact that he is coming off a year layoff. Like the last caller.
Because he didn't want to take quote unquote short money. So then he took short money. And then we need to go cry a sob story. Oh, you know, it's like it's his fault in the future that HBO doesn't want to pick his ass up because he quit.
Okay, and he's going to get a short money. Walters. This fight is about Lomachenko and Gamboa and the reason that people bet some. I don't have an issue.
So he should fight Mikey Garcia next, right?
Who?
That's what I'm saying. He should fight Mikey Garcia next, right? I'm saying Lomachenko.
They're not even in the same division.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is our like? For some fighters, they have to fight.
Stop letting one guy.
No. In general, no.
It's
more than one guy. I see the negativity in the chat. People hate on Lomachenko, and I never put him in the top 5 pound for pound, right? But I think the level of his opposition that people expect Lomachenko is so much higher than anybody else, I think.
Probably. Let's get out to Australia, man, and see how it is. Everybody, if you're not talking on Skype, please mute yourself. Alex, talk to me from Australia.
Hey, boys. Yeah, I actually love this fight, to be honest with you. I didn't see how people could really hate it. I mean, what, the bloke's 8 fights in, fighting world champions and gold medalists, and people are complaining, and he's winning in the fashion he wins in, and people still complain. I don't know. It's just ridiculous, in my opinion. I think he's one of the best fighters on the planet, and people should enjoy him while he's there.
Alex, but that's the argument, Alex. If he's the best fighter on the planet, why does he keep picking fighters who have been out of the ring for over a year?
Well, I mean, I said he's one of the best fighters on the planet, and the answer to that question would be that's the best. That's the best that's in the surrounding divisions, really. I mean, he's at 130 pounds right now. He just fought a world champion. He's asking to fight another world champion. Well, he asked post fight last fight, and now he's asking to fight a gold medalist who only really lost to one of the best pound for pound fighters on the world in Crawford, who was the much more boxing technician type fighter, longer, taller, bigger, much bigger. We already knew Gamboa was a bit chinny at the time.
And that was a potential fight of the year.
Yeah, so he's only really lost to him. And why is he, and like what Walters, even with the year layoff, was probably the best fight in the surrounding divisions he could have. I mean, could you really see anyone else beating Walters around that division?
I think now a lot of people think maybe because they've seen Walters crumble, you know, under pressure. I'm not saying I'm saying now, but at the time,
pressure. That's a different kind of pressure, man. This is someone that's only lost one amateur fight in like almost 4 fights. Like, it's totally different, man. He's a whole different beast, and I think it's a great fight. This, I think, Gamboa, you know, Gamboa and Lomachenko, you can expect fireworks, you know, and both great amateur pedigrees, both. Well, one's a former world champion, one's a current world champion. I mean, it's a good fight. I really like the idea, and that's my call.
All right, Alex, thank you for calling in. AMD, what about for the detractors? What if we give Gamboa a tune-up? What if this fight's like in April? We give Gamboa early February fight?
No, I think Lomachenko wants to be active. Why can't it happen now?
Because Gamboa's not active, and to get the best possible fight, give him some, you know, activity.
I think as a professional athlete, you especially someone who's been fighting as long as Gamboa, you could do simulated 12-round fights. You could do a simulated weight cut off TV before you get this fight. I don't necessarily buy for being active and getting fights back. Again, I think a lot of times we get these twisted between a fighter trying to get more money for beating an opponent rather than doing this, right? And I think this is a good fight. I'm sorry. It's a good fight. Again, considering that he just beat Nicholas Walters and fought Nicholas Walters. And he's trying to be active. Lomachenko's trying to fight 3 times a year, which a lot of guys at this level aren't doing. So let's stop being so negative. That's all I got to say. We should, you know, like the fact is, like when Ness let me know about this fight, I was like, damn, wow. Like I was happy because it's a good fight. So it's an, and it won't be HBO pay-per-view either. So
hopefully, you know, hopefully
Cotto was trying to fight this motherfucking guy on HBO pay-per-view.
Cross your fingers. We don't know yet. We don't know yet what HBO would do. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go out to, I believe, Too Tough. Talk to me. I need my producer. Where's he at? Is West Coast still sleeping? That's what it is.
Yo, check it out. This is a good fight. I was just talking about this yesterday on my Facebook boxing group. The only issue I have is Gamboa does need another tune-up fight. I wouldn't mind him fighting a fight before Lomachenko. Only cost for a year layoff. I don't think it'll be the same situation as Walters because Gamboa was scheduled to fight this past weekend or a weekend and a half ago. And he was in training camp, so he was, you know, all of that stuff. But a tune-up fight won't be too bad because I think also his trainer quit on him because he's seen him with pictures of another trainer or something while he was in France. So he's going to have to get a whole new training team. So, you know, yeah, that might not be a good
okay
for Gamboa going.
That'll be okay because the trainer who he was with was Jose Pedraza. I mean, not Pedraza, excuse me. Damn, what's his name? It's Cotto's old trainer, the Cuban dude. Pedro Diaz.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it was, I think it was Ndam's trainer, I think it was, or was it Blanco's trainer? Because he was there already for that main event fight, the trainer. And being that Gamboa's trainer wasn't there yet, he, you know, went and, you know, dude helped him out. I think that's the reports I was reading. And then the guy got upset because he seen pictures of Gamboa with the other trainer on Instagram and all of that. So anyway, like I said, if that's the case, I just think one tune-up fight just so that he could get acclimated to his new training team if he has to get one. But, you know, it won't – I don't think Gamboa's going to look like Walter did because, like I said, he was in the training camp, so he was already preparing himself for a fight recently. So it's like Walter's didn't get the Lomachenko fight, the money that he wanted. He wanted $1 million or something. And then he laid off, didn't try to fight anybody else in the interim. And then when he came back in the ring, yeah, he was cold. I don't think that'll be the same thing with Gamboa. Plus, Gamboa's skill set is more closer to Lomachenko than Nicholas Walters. Walters and Lomo have two different, totally different styles, whereas Gamboa and Lomachenko is kind of similar. A little bit with the foot movement, the speed, everything like that. Oh, y'all, listen. Everybody hit some thumbs up. I want to say what's up, Ness, and what's up, MB. That's all. My call.
Too Tough. Thanks for calling in, as always. Let me get to 646. You're live on TBV. Who's this?
It's 647, man. It's T. What up?
Oh, 647 T from Toronto. What up? Yo, that's why I need a producer. All these numbers, man, you go crazy.
All right, man. It's all good. It's all good. Now, I'm going to start this off by saying I love boxing, period. So I'm excited about every fight that I see. And this is two world-class guys fighting. But at the same time, you got to consider this, all right? Bob Arum is one of the smartest promoters out there, and this is an educated selection by Bob. It's a big-name fighter who can present some problems because of his natural ability and his skill. But the reality is we're fighting against a young guy in his prime who was very active in Lomachenko. Right? Now, the key to this is if the fight's going to be at 130 or 135. What's the weight for the fight?
I'm assuming it's going to be at 130 because that's where Lomachenko's a champ at.
Okay. If it's at 130, Gamboa hasn't been 130 since 2012, and he's 35 years old. He's not going to be the same after two or three rounds. That's why a tune-up fight is mandatory. Like, the small nuances in fight selections what people need to pay attention to. That's why I bet, and that's why I make money. I pay attention to this shit. Gamboa is not going to be the same Gamboa if he fights at 130.
You can try
to chop it down as much as you want to. He's skilled. He's a great fighter. And this is going to be a test for Lomachenko to a degree. But after two or three rounds, it's going to be a wash for Lomachenko.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel when people sit there and go through Muhammad Ali's record, Manny Pacquiao's record, Floyd Mayweather's record and just go fight by fight, choose to pick where and when to discredit them off a win, whether it be Marquez with the catchweight, whether it be
The thing is, it's very hard to chop up Floyd's record. You can hit
90. I just did with the Marquez one, and I don't choose to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I said I don't like doing it. I don't like doing it because I think that you have to give them credit when credit's due, but you can nitpick the shit out of Floyd Mayweather's record if you choose to. If you choose to, right? But I choose not to because I understand how good of a fighter he is, and I understand, like, you know, the Canelo one, although he brought him down to 152 and Canelo looked weight drained, the way that he beat him, even though given the circumstances, proves that he's an all-time great, right? So I don't doesn't necessarily take away from his his professional pedigree, right? That's what I'm saying. So
it's not because at the end of the day, Gamboa is world class. He's a world class fighter, but he's not going to be the best Gamboa that we've seen. And what most people want is for people to be in their primes. They want the best versus the best. It'll be a test for Lomachenko to a degree. But he's not fighting the best version of New York's Gamboa, and that's the problem.
T made some excellent points. One thing he might not know is Crawford also fought Gamboa coming off of a year layoff, I believe. Because, like I said, his career was plagued with inactivities due to, you know, jumping ship. I wish we could have seen a world where Gamboa stood with Bob Brank. I was about to call him Bob Brank. Stood with Top Rank and Bob Arum and, shook off some of those Cuban promoters he had that were holding him down. Speaking of holding him down, seems like the hatred is holding us down. Where's the love? Show some thumbs up if you're enjoying this morning edition of TBV. Courtesy of our Patreon subscribers. Without them, it wouldn't be possible. We're going to go to 510, I believe. I'm looking into my crystal ball, and I want to say this is Donald from Richmond.
What's up? Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
I appreciate y'all doing this morning show. Y'all having it going. Yeah, I like it. I like this fight, and MD, I'm not a hater about this fight. The only thing I don't like this is not towards Lomachenko. This is just in general for Gamboa. I don't like how Gamboa is just being tossed around. He's a great boxer. You know, he had a good career. He's only got one loss to Terrence Crawford. I just hate for this guy to get used like this. You know, he's just going to get thrown into the bullpen with Lomachenko. And, you know, he's going to get put on the resume. I think it's going to be a very competitive fight. You know, like the other caller said, you know, he's 35 years old. I don't know if it's going to be – I'm sure it's probably going to be at 130. It's not going to be at 135. It's going to be a very competitive fight. Me, personally, I feel like that if Lomachenko wants to get these good guys on his resume and with him wanting to be a great fighter, he should look at it in an aspect to where he would look at it like, okay, well, look. Gamboa, you know what, go ahead, go get your tune-up fight. Because when I get you in the ring and I whoop your ass, I don't want to hear no excuses that, oh, you had a one-year layoff. So let this guy go get his tune-up fight. And then if Lomachenko gets in the ring and he beats him, nobody can cry about it and say, oh, well, you know, he beat him because he had a one-year layoff. We won't hear the same bullshit from Nicholas Walters. You know, let him get the tune-up. And then if Lomachenko beats him fair and square, nobody can cry or complain about nothing. I feel like they should do that. And I feel like Gamboa is deserved that because he is a world-class fighter. And I just hate to see him just get another loss like that on his record without at least getting a tune-up from the year layoff. But I know it's not Lomachenko's fault because Gamboa does have, you know, those promotion issues and stuff like that. But it's just really great boxer whose career is kind of going down the drain for promotional reasons, you know? And I think you guys would have to agree with that to a certain extent, you know? But I like the fight. I love the fight.
Well, I hear your frustration because Gamboa's career at the end, because he was – everybody expected great things, and when he signed with 50 Cent, you know, he had a little bit of a detour in his career with his HBO Ascent, you know, where he was doing excellent things, and he also kind of ate himself out of his best weight class, which was 126 pounds. And I am disappointed in his career. Which, I mean, the Crawford fight was a great fight, but he should have never fought Terrence Crawford. because Terrence Crawford, who is a great fighter, is so much bigger than him.
I'm going to give you a perfect example. One guy that I know that boxes, I know you guys probably know Troy King. He gives very good aspects of it where he was saying one time how they were trying to get him to fight Yuri Freeman. They offered him a fight with Yuri Foreman, which was little money. They was offering him less than $5,000 to fight Yuri Foreman. And sometimes, and I'm not saying this is what Bob Arum and Yomachiko is doing, but a lot of times they'll pick, good, great, decent opponents. They'll catch them with the layoff. And, they know that these guys are a little bit hungry for money, and they'll say, just go get it. Just like another guy, for instance, that I know. I know for a fact they do this to Corey Mayfield all the time.
Donald. 1 minute, buddy. 1 minute. Good call, though. Let's see. What do we got? What do we got? We got everybody over there. We got to go to. Time to get to our boomerang. Let's get to Compa. Talk to me.
Yo, what up, buddy? What up, Boxing Boys? What up, Ness? What up, MD?
Good morning. Yo, it's early over there. It's 7 a.m. in the West.
You just take a hit of that kush? I heard that cough,
It's 8:17, baby. 8:17. Hey, look, check it out. I like the fight. Hello.
So where you at?
Hello.
I thought you was West Coast.
Yeah, math. You can't do math.
What time is it? Oh, it's 11. That's right.
I'm in Anaheim, the 91 freeway. Hey, but look, I agree with the caller, the last caller. Gamboa needs to get a tune-up fight, but I like the fight though, and that's about it. Good looking out.
Short and sweet, Compa. Thanks for calling in. We're gonna go to it could be a bunch of people from Tampa, from Orlando here. Might be Jay. 407. You're up.
Yeah. What's up, man? Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think due to inactivity, I can't even imagine Gamboa, with his type of style of fighting, having any type of energy towards the later rounds. And, I feel like that fight shouldn't be made next. It's no way. If Walter's complaining about, inactivity and that's how he lost or whatever, why would we even want to hear an excuse? We want good results. I think that it's a cherry pick, and I think that I'd rather see the fucking Salido fight or anybody active. But Gamboa, come on, man, that's bullshit. And everybody knew it. Anybody sticking up for him, they biased. There ain't no way around that shit. But that's all I got. Everybody like his.
What was that last part?
Like the video. That's all I got. I just tell everybody like the video. Yeah.
All right, brother. Well, thank you.
But listen. It seems like it's going to be either Gamboa or Salido.
Yeah, but this is the thing. With Salido holding that win, he could be pricing himself out or making it at the very least difficult to negotiate.
Yeah, I hear you. And, the thing is, I don't know,
to another
boomer. One second. I know this sounds like a lot of people won't like to say this, but I think that the Salido rematch would be easier than the Gamboa fight.
Salido rematch would be easier than the Gamboa
fight. Let me hear your opinion about that one, Ness, quickly.
I don't want to disagree because, like people said with Ward, right? You had that one look, guys that are good. And Lomachenko's proven that he's good, right? They usually do better in the rematch. Floyd, just think about the rematches. Normally, they do better. Let's get to our boom.
And if you guys sign up for Patreon, you could see Ness and I watch that fight and dissect it. And, before you guys just say he beat the shit out of him, you could hear our opinions about it if you guys sign up for Patreon.
It was a pretty tight fight when we did it on that All Angles episode. But you'll also see MD, fishing for rounds to give poor Lomachenko.
Did not.
Okay.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain code, Norway, 41 step or play. I'm like, no way, gotta rock like Coldplay, chilling it. Getting cheese like Green Bay, call me Aaron Rodgers.
Yo, Nas, MD, how you guys doing, man?
Jose, what up?
What up?
Yo, congratulations, boys. Congratulations. You must have a shit ton of Patreon people because I've been on hold for over 20 minutes.
Yo, it ain't on my end, Jose.
West Coast. Steven's still sleeping on the West Coast, man.
Yo, you got a medical doctor there. You guys should figure out my number. Come on.
I know, man. Anyway, I'm
just, I can't see the numbers. Blame this.
I was driving to work today. I turned around, pulled the Yui, got my daughter from preschool, came back to the house, man. Today's going to be a boxing day for me, man. I'm excited to hear those shows today. So hopefully you guys bring it. This show in particular kind of caught my attention because I think it is what it is. I could see MD kind of, you know, pumping this fight way more than it should be. This fight should be already announced with a date to start in February or early March at the latest. This is just a keep busy fight. This is not a challenge whatsoever, guys. This is the same reason why we watch Golovkin fight the bump that he fights, because Golovkin's at such a high level, we want to see him active, and we just want to see him fight. You know, this guy, Gamboa, brings nothing to the table.
Jose, I'm not pumping it up like it's, like, going to be, like, the biggest test of Lomachenko's career. I'm just saying that considering the bar that I set, and I think that we all should set that, you take a huge challenge, and then you could take a less of a challenge. If this is his fight after Nicholas Walters, who – more than half of the boxing voice callers pick Nicholas Walters, it's acceptable. That's where I'm coming from.
No, I agree. It's acceptable as well because I'm pretty much as casual as it gets. And Gamboa ticks all the boxes. He's got power. He's entertaining. He's been around for a long time, and he carries a name. So he ticks all my boxes. But to say that this is an actual challenge and a fight that we got to wait for negotiating weight, and this is, you know, give him an interim fight, that's bullshit. This has to be a fight that's just done. And Lomachenko's going to wipe the floor with the guy. We got to be careful because Lomachenko is that good that he can also bore us, right? If he does what he did to Walters, to a lesser opponent in Gamboa, then there's a danger, too, that no one's going to want to watch the guy because he doesn't have the same power as Golovkin. So we're not going to be able to watch him just destroy a fighter, right? So, I mean, he's got to be careful as well. He's got to move up to 140. That's where the name starts. So that's my take on it, man. Like, I'm all about this guy. I love Lomachenko, but, you know, he's got to move up and wait because there's really nothing at 135, guy. That's how I see him.
You mean 30? Because this is Mikey Garcia at 135, and that is a excellent fight.
Yeah, but Garcia's moving up to 140 as well, man. Everybody knows. These
not necessarily. Maybe they could get – I mean, I know the word pay-per-view is overused, but, like, that could potentially be a pay-per-view fight. Mikey Garcia is a reasonable –
You know, earlier in the show, someone said that he needs to be fighting a more active fighter in that division. But Francisco Vargas is obviously going to be fighting Berchek. Salido obviously isn't 100% ready to negotiate. And Sosa – thinks it's a super fight and he wants it on pay-per-view. So, like, who else is gonna fight? Listen, Jose, let me get to some others. I want to remind you guys that in another half an hour we're gonna be having Gerald Miller, but it's gonna be on another show. So we might not get to all our callers because we gotta close down shop and reset back up for another show to discuss heavyweights. Joseph Parker, who has the options of Huey Fury and Gerald Miller, and since he does, we're going to have Gerald Miller on to discuss his option of being a possible opponent for that first WBO title defense now that Parker is signed with Bob Arum. Those are the choices that good old Bob is saying he has out there on the table. We're going to go to 786. We got to make this quick. Everybody's getting put down in a minute. Let's go.
Yo, what's good, boxing boys? Yeah, I'm here at work, so I'm going to sneak out real quick so I could talk to you. By the way, what's up with them sweet potato fries in the morning, though? I like that. I see that. check this out, man. I think it's a good fight for Lomachenko. I mean, you know, he's been inactive out the ring for about a year. But, man, what you guys forget is that, man, Gamboa hits hard, man. He's a hard hitter. He always stays in shape. As a matter of fact, he lives around the way. And he's always in shape, man. I always see him working out. I always
my boys that spar with him say, man, that boy's a beast. So, man, I don't know, man. You know, yeah, the fact that he's been inactive for about a year plays a role. But other than that, he's going to come and bring it, man. And he might as well, as we speak, he's probably signing on the dotted line already. And we just over here speculating, man. This is a fight that he needs to take. It could be a resurgence of his career if he does win. Imagine what happens if he takes in 12 rounds, what that means for him, you know, is a victory. But either way, I think the odds when they come out is going to be 10-1. Everybody's going to put the money on Lomachenko, man, you know? And that's it. That's my call. I'll talk to y'all later on, boys.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in. 212, let's go. No, excuse me, 219. You're live. Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, man? From Indiana. Walter.
Walter from Indiana. What's up, brother?
Yeah, I'd call it. I like the fight. I don't know why people are so hard on Lomachenko. You can't fight a world champion every time. And he has a decent resume for having like 8 fights, you know? So, and I think fighters respond differently to inactivity. Yokosuka Gamboa can respond good to it, you know? You have, remember that fight Fernando Vargas and Oscar De La Hoya? They gave us a great fight, and they were out of the ring for about a year as well. So you got to take that into consideration. Yeah, but that's my call, man. I like the fight. I like the fight.
All right, Walter, thank you for calling in. Suleiman Nascala, talk to me.
Okay. Yo, this fight
right here, you know, it's a situation that fight for me. Suleiman, talking to the phone. Suleiman.
90 seconds.
Fighting guys that are fighting. I mean, there's tons of guys in the division that he could fight, that he could make money. He could fight Ivan Pereira, Jose Pedraza. He could fight the Tank David. Like he said, these guys are people who wait. You sit down and wait for them to fight and then fight a big fight right there. You don't have to fight a guy that's semi-retired, a semi-retired fighter that's probably washing cars for a living. And he's going to go in the ring. The guy's old. Right now, I got a feeling if he's old right now, 1 month.
60 seconds.
Lopez probably knock him out because he hasn't fought nobody. He's been very inactive. It's going to tarnish his career like what happened when he fought Walters. This guy's going to quit on the bench, on the stool, and make him look bad. If he wants to be a pound for pound, even though to me, I don't think
that pound made him look bad. Walters made him look bad?
Yeah, because he made
Walters look like a little bitch because he's so skilled. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yo, his phone is horrible.
No, he's horrible. His opinions are horrible. What? Yes, why is there so much hatred for Yo, I thought Golovkin was hated. No,
but why can't you refrain?
I don't have hatred. But I want him to fight. I don't have hatred. I just want him to fight guys that he's hyping himself up like a pound for pound, right? If he's a pound for pound, fight pound for pound for opponents. Don't fight a guy that's been sitting on
10 seconds.
The guy's a pump. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't fought nobody. The last guy he fought, he looked horrible in the fight. Did you see the fight? The last fight he fought, Gamboa? He looked horrible. There's better opponents in the 130. There's better opponents at 135. We don't want to see fights like this anymore. He's being hyped like a pound for pound, and he's not.
All right, Suleiman. Thanks for calling in. Call in from that other number from yesterday, brother, because that phone right there is Basura. 404, you're up. Who's this?
GTQ, I'm gonna keep it really quick. Gamboa doesn't want those type of problems in his life. He doesn't need them. He just had them with Crawford last year. This is a bad decision for Gamboa if he's just. It's a good payday. He can probably make 400,000 or 500,000. So if he's just in terms of paydays, it's not bad, but. In terms of a competitive fight, he's going to get picked apart. And, his arms are too short. It's just it's a bad match for Gamboa. He's going to look really bad, and he's going to get starched. So that's all I got.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Matt, talk to me. 562, you're up.
Yo, I got it. First time caller, by the way.
What's your name, brother?
LBC.
From where? Edgar from where?
From Long Beach.
Long Beach. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, yeah. Not much, man. Long time listener, first time caller. I think Lomachenko picks this guy apart, embarrasses him just like he embarrassed Walters. But I don't see him fighting Mikey anytime soon. Mikey wants to unify the belt and then move up to 140, from what I heard. Yeah, I don't see that happening. I see that happening down the line, though. What do you guys think? Maybe like a couple years from now.
Well, Mikey's definitely Mikey's definitely spoken about that one. He's definitely willing to fight the big fights. Even Robert Garcia has been mentioning that again, that, you know, Lomachenko is an option for Mikey.
Lomachenko's with Top Rank, though, right? What do you think that looks like with, and then isn't
Mikey Garcia is a free agent.
Mikey's a free agent.
With HBO?
Mikey's a free agent.
He spent a lot of money and a lot of time out the ring, so he has the ability to fight whoever he wants to fight. And yeah, he made that clear.
A lot of get out of that contract. Yeah. Listen, 562, we got another show scheduled for 12 o'clock where we're going to be talking heavyweights. It's our Joseph Parker versus Huey Fury versus Gerald Miller. And we're going to have Gerald Miller live on the show. So we're going to wrap this one up. I'm going to go down the line and give everybody 30 seconds because we got to set up for the next one. We have a live guest we have to prepare for. So just tune in. Make sure you guys subscribe so you get those notifications when we schedule these shows. 310, you're up.
Info Joe.
Info Joe, talk to me, baby.
Hey, I just want to say this is a great style matchup. It's a good fight, but I have to agree with you. I will tune up, but this is the closest thing that we're going to get because we're never going to see Lomachenko and Rigging down. So this is the closest thing we're going to get to those Cuban fighting Lomachenko. So I'm with it. I would like a tune-up first for Gamboa, though.
All right, Info hey, man, Joe. We'll be back at 12, brother. I got to cut you short, man. We got to get ready for Gerald Miller. Talk to me. 30 seconds.
Yo, immediate reaction. Lomo and Gamboa is a good fight. It moves him closer to a Crawford-Lomo fight, and that's what I ultimately want to see.
All right.
I want to say one thing just for impartiality because I'm consistent with this. An issue of Mikey Garcia versus Lomachenko down the road is Mikey Garcia is already doing VADA testing and Lomachenko's not doing it yet. It's an issue.
Well, I mean, he called out Francisco Vargas, so obviously he didn't mind doing
VADA. Exactly. But people think I'm impartial.
3 Tone from Chicago, 30 seconds.
What's up, fellas? I appreciate the show. Just got to say, I do like the fight. I like the styles. I like the Cuban style versus the Lomachenko style. I mean, he's a great fighter, so what can you say? He's exciting. I want to see him, and this is a good fight. It's name recognition. Definitely recognize Gamboa. Only downfall is that Gamboa is getting up there. I think he turns 35 tomorrow, man, from what I saw on BoxRec. So that might be a slowdown for him, but otherwise, good fight. Can't wait to see what the future holds for Lomachenko. Again, thanks again for the show, fellas.
All right, Tone. Don't forget, man, we're going to come back in about another half an hour. We're going to be on with Talking Heavyweights, Joseph Parker from New Zealand. He's going to be having an option to face either Huey Fury or our live guest, Jarrell Miller. So make sure you guys tune in for that in about a half an hour. We will be back with that one. MD, this was obviously a good idea, a sexy topic, but I will say I'm kind of agreeing with most of the callers, the intelligent ones like T from Toronto, Scorsese made some good points. Look, I didn't even know that it's been that many years since Gamboa's been at 130, you know, as hardcore as I am. I cannot remember those very fine details.
And we do joke about it, but I mean, Cuba, they don't have the accessibility to the types of lifestyle and food that they have here. And when, you know, you come over here and make a little money, I know that sounds, it seems like it's not true, but it is true.
Yeah. So that was one great point, you know, Gamboa, you know, not being able to make that weight in so long or it having it been so long. So now if Lomachenko offers him a 135 pound catch weight, it becomes a sexier fight, but to top you know, to add that to the fact that he hadn't fought since 2012 at that weight and the year off activity, it would be hard to say it's not a cherry pick, even if it's only detractors saying it. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel or to us here on Blog Talk. You can also just log that number in, 1-425-569-5241. In about 30 minutes, we will be talking some heavyweight topics. We're going to have Gerald Miller live on the show since he's one of the options to get a title shot versus the newly crowned champion, Joseph Parker from New Zealand. MD, this was a good one. Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me at BoxingMDU1 on Twitter.
And I am your host, NessGTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. See you guys in a bit.